ingredients and made with integrity.
Oh, they even have a rewards program. I save my owner's money by earning points for every purchase.
We interrupt this message to bring you the cats of the neighborhood.
Meow. It's not all about the dogs around here. Don't forget your feline friends. Green Acres Kennel Shop is my parents' pet food headquarters. They buy me the best brands of dry and canned choices.
Well, dear, the dogs and cats around here know best. Time to make Green Acres Kennel Shop our new pet food store.
Green Acres Kennel Shop, Union Street, Bangor. Online at greenacreskennel.com.
We love Green Acres Kennel Shop, home away from home.
It is 5:33 here on Downtown. Rich Kimble with you, the home stretch on a Thursday afternoon. This weekend, a terrific production is coming to the historic Bangor Opera House at Penobscot Theatre Company. A Day in the Life, a Beatles Experience. Backed by popular demand, and one of the cast members joining us in studio, Josh Kovach, who plays George Harrison. Josh, thanks so much for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks for having me in.
Very excited about the show. When it was here last time, people loved it. People still talking about it. A lot of buzz. How did you get involved with this?
I was in choir with our producer, Morgan Cates, at the University of Maine, actually. We were on part of the University Singers. And Morgan just heard that I played guitar. You know, I was playing locally in some bands and playing at the University Jazz Band. And through that, he just mentioned that he was working on this show and he'd had it written for some time now and auditioned me and decided, he's like, yeah, you know, if you'd like to come on and play as George Harrison, we'd be happy to have you. So that was 2 years ago, I think, now. And yeah, the rest is history.
That's fantastic. So you've got Morgan, yourself, our friend Ira Kramer is on board. And who else is going to be there?
We have Andrew Carlson playing Ringo and then Phil Burns.
Oh, Phil's awesome.
Everybody knows Phil.
We love Phil. So for anybody who doesn't know, who hasn't been to the show before, it's not just songs. It really is an experience and encapsulates the entire Beatles career.
It really does. And there's a big multimedia component as well that a lot of people don't think realize coming into it that exists. There's a big video screen behind us that's playing a slideshow and different video clips that go along with the music and kind of show what was happening in the world along the time when this music was written, which gives a lot of context. Experience for a lot of people.
And costume and even hair changes along the way.
I get to wear some great wigs and I get to magically grow a mustache, which I've never been able to do. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. I get to wear the big Sergeant Pepper suit, the orange suit with the hat, and I get to experience bell bottoms.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, well, you know, I wore those when they were popular. I'm not happy to see those.
I get
go
the
away.
Hype. I understand the hype. They're comfortable.
So, you know, were you a Beatles fan before you got involved in this?
Oddly enough, as sacrilegious as this is to say, I wasn't. I understood that they were important as a musician, but I just didn't get it. And then there was a very specific moment one day in rehearsal where I was listening to Sgt. Pepper's and following along with the chart and just seeing how it was all written out. And I just like stopped the guys. Just take a minute and talk about how crazy this is. They thought this up, and from then on, I'm totally enamored by them. They've shaped me so much as a player in just 2 years of being so immersed in this.
Well, can we hear a little bit of you as George Harrison? And at least when you were warming up earlier, it sounds like we're going to hear probably George's most famous song with the Beatles.
Yeah, I think he's probably got two that are like equally as famous. But yeah, I'll play a little bit of this.
All right, let's give a listen to Josh Kovach from A Day in the Life.
Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Thank you. comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Sun, 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 here it comes. Little darling, I feel that ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been clear. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. It's all right.
Oh, man, that is fantastic.
Thank you.
Wow. Little Here Comes the Sun, Josh Kovach. A Day in the Life, the Beatles Experience this weekend. Penobscot Theater Company. Give them a call, 942-3333. Go online for tickets, penobscottheater.org. Or just stop in at the box office, see Doug and the good people there. You won't want to miss it. It's going to be some great music and fun and reliving those fantastic years of the Beatles. So you're playing acoustic now. Do you play electric as well?
Oh, absolutely. There's a. I only play the acoustic for one song in the whole show. Everything else is all electric, which is fun for me.
Now, have you got a favorite song that you get to do during the show?
I do, and most people would think, honestly, it's a tie between two. I really love playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps, which has a very indulgent guitar solo. That is
Which was done by Clapton on the record, yeah.
We don't tell people that. but I really love to play one of the tunes that Ira played, I think, here in the studio the other day was Dear Prudence.
Oh yeah,
and I just think it's an overlooked Beatles tune that, as we've delved into it, it's honestly the hardest song in the show to play, but for us as musicians and people that really care about the music, it's the most rewarding.
Great song, all about Mia Farrow's sister when they were over in India with the Maharishi. Yeah. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be a great time this weekend, Josh. Thanks so much for coming in. Have a great run. Now you're a Maine guy originally, but living in Nashville now.
I am.
Right?
I moved to Nashville 6 months ago to give it a try in the music industry.
So, and that's going well for you.
It's going really well. And that's one thing, too, about what makes this show really special to me is it's almost like a homecoming. You know, I got my first break playing professionally at the theater, playing in Rock of Ages. I was playing rhythm guitar in that.
Okay.
And so coming back here and getting to play back on that stage again with some people that I really care about, like Iron Morgan and those guys, it really means a lot to me. So I'm really excited.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you coming in, sharing some of the music and the stories with us. Have a great time this weekend, and we hope to catch you again. Hope you'll come back and do it again sometime.
Absolutely. I hope to as well.
It is a 5:40 here on Downtown, making our way towards 6 o'clock. We'll take a little break. When we come back,